When a group of neighborhood kids has a water fight, the amassed weaponry is truly astounding. An aquatic arms race has resulted in super soaker water guns that can blast streams of water 50 feet across the yard. Water bazookas, water cannons, motorized water machine guns. Times certainly have changed from the days of the simple see-through plastic water pistol. But the basic principles of the water gun have remained the same. If you think back about a decade, you'll recall that the basic standard-issue water pistol consists of a few main parts: a plastic casing that acts as a water reservoir, a trigger connected to a piston and spring, and a plastic tube to draw water from the reservoir into a cylinder, at the end of which is the gun's nozzle. Because they are usually made of clear plastic, you can watch the gun in action. In effect, a water pistol works on the same principle as a water pump. When you pull the trigger and the piston pushes in, it decreases the volume inside the gun, which forces water out through the nozzle. You're basically pumping water out of the gun. When you release the trigger and the spring pushes the piston back out, there's more space inside the gun, which sucks more water up from the reservoir and into the pump. Small one-way valves keep the water flowing in only one direction, up from the reservoir, into the pump, and out through the nozzle. Super soakers use complex systems involving large pumps and expanding bladders, but these modern water weapons owe everything to the simple beauty of the original water gun. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Stephen Gottlieb in physics. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.